little bit of Tune Yards right there from their new album. That one's called ABC 123. Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile before that. Some M. Ross Perkins as well. Swarming Branch back there too. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Fromholt. Very happy to welcome our first guest of the evening into the studio. I have been hearing just the best things about this band. I had several people send me messages on Facebook like, look, have you heard of A Voice of Your Own? They really, really need to play the studio. And when I checked out some of their recordings and some of their stuff online, I was like, yes, this needs to happen. And it's happening tonight. We're going to get to know these guys here in just a moment. But first, take a listen. They're live in the studio. It's A Voice of Your Own. Take it away, you guys.
This song's called Shotgun Wedding. Oh, yeah. Keeping it moving. That song's called Shotgun Wedding. This next song's called Turn Me On.
Thank you.
It's a voice of your own live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcoming into the studio, we've got James Crabtree, Johnny McConnell, Levi Short, Tyler Conley, and Matt Mahalis. And I hope I pronounced that right.
Oh, yeah.
Mahalis. Okay. Good first try, at least, on that one. Welcome, you guys. I'm so happy to have you all here.
Hey, thank you very much. We're really happy to be here, too.
My pleasure.
We're having a blast over here.
So tell me a little bit about how this project got started. I know that, James, it was a solo project at one point. What was the impetus to evolve it into a proper band?
Well, I got like 300 songs, and I didn't have a home for them. So everybody seemed to kind of be enjoying some of them as like a solo thing. So we me and Johnny actually decided to kind of try it out. And so it kind of came together. It's been really easy, too, because we have a whole catalog of material to pick from, and we don't have to spend a year coming up with like a set, you know. So we can kind of like pick and choose songs from that I've had already or some demo type of material and turn it into a song, and it seems to be going good. Full band.
Awesome. Yeah. What's it been like, James, I'm going to ask you first, and then I'm going to flip the question for everybody else.
Sure.
What's it been like for you taking stuff that you've had in your back catalog that you wrote on your own and getting these guys to put their hands on it and start to flesh it out and add their own touch to things?
It's been a blast, really. Like, we all kind of feel differently about it, and that's the only weird thing, is that some of us feel like the song should sound like they sound like on the demo or how they kind of originally sounded, and then some of us are kind of adapting, letting the band kind of turn them into their own kind of things. And so we're kind of like meeting in the middle where we're kind of adapting our own sound on some of these songs as far as like as far as if they're any different from the way they were recorded or demoed out, you know. So they stay to the root of it kind of like the same, but we're all kind of taking them in a different direction, and I enjoy it, and I think most of us do. So it's been really cool to see them turn into like, you know, full rock songs. Some of them were just recorded like with a box guitar or even just guitar and vocals. Like that first song, Shotgun Wedding, it's actually on our new record, but it's simply just a stripped down version of it. So to turn it into like a full orchestrated song has been neat. It's been fun. And I like it. I like it better. We're a better band than I am solo recording artist.
And so for the rest of you guys, what's it been like taking stuff that has been with James for a while and helping make those decisions of how much you want to kind of do your own thing or take the song in your direction, and how much you want to stay true to what he has already established with these songs?
Well, like he was saying, it can go both ways. Some of the songs are really good the way they were. Some of the ones we come in, and that last song, like he said, was just stripped down, just guitar and vocals, and it's on the CD. And the version that we have now is incredible. Like, when we play it live, people enjoy it a lot. And it's really cool the way that it's just so different with everybody playing. There's more vocals and all the extra instrumentation. It's pretty awesome.
What do you think, Tyler? How do you feel about that question?
I guess I like the songs that James sent me originally, so just playing to fit the song, I think, is important, because I think he had all the building blocks of things, and we're just kind of coloring over top of it.
It's been a painless process. It really has, yeah. Because a lot of bands, I mean, spend their first like year, even longer, kind of just writing and getting a set down, you know, 30, 45 minutes of material. And we're basically stuck deciding which songs to pull, you know, which songs fit certain shows and stuff like that. So
it's a good problem to have.
I mean, it's cool. It's cool. Yeah, yeah. So it gets moving pretty quick. It's saving us a lot of time that way. So.
Well, I was going to say, it seems like it's been able to help with your momentum, because when I first started hearing about you guys as a band, you know, having evolved from a solo project, it seemed like there was like,
There's a lot of stuff, right?
No time and right? a lot, you know, like no time between like, oh, this is going to evolve into a band. It was like, oh, no, this is a band and we're playing and here we go and we've got songs and, you know.
Yeah, we're hitting the ground running with it. So we're already even writing a new record. So that's kind of like I'm big on like keeping the content moving, like, you know, keeping it rolling. So we're already even onto a next batch of songs. Like, so
that's awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm curious, when you did, you know, gather all the players together and started working together as a band, you guys sing really, really well together. And that's not necessarily an easy thing to do, hopping into a project. Did you find that being able to sing together, did that come pretty naturally for the three of you? Or was that something that has evolved throughout the life of the band so far?
Well, Levi plays guitar and James, we played in another band together, and they've sang before, which helped a lot. But Tyler came in and just really knocked it over out of the ballpark. I mean, they just it's just kind of natural for them.
Yeah, Tyler on guitar is our newest member, and he's been doing a stellar job, especially with the vocals. We just we've actually been working on that. Like that's one of the things about it that we want that to be really good, you know. We want the vocals to shine, and these songs are so straightforward that the vocals have to shine. It's really important for them to kind of stand out, so especially with three of us. So that's something we've actually been putting some time into and working on, is making sure that the three of us sound good together. So,
well, and with your sound, with three vocalists and three guitars, it's like, there's so much that has to be like perfectly insane.
Is it too much?
No, it's not. Actually, I was going to say, you guys can pull it off because you are so in sync. And what I like about that, I was telling Tom as you guys were playing, the vocal and the guitar stylings in particular really, really harken back in the best way possible to like 90s alt rock.
Yeah.
And that's a hard thing to pull off well, I have to say.
Yeah.
And you guys are definitely able to achieve that. And so that's quite the accomplishment.
Thank you. That's a good compliment for us too. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I'm right in that. I grew up in the 90s. So that's like, that's in my blood.
Yeah. So what does the summer look like for you guys? I know you've got a show coming up in July at Blind Bob's, but are you gigging out a little bit, trying to get out on the road?
Yeah, for sure. We always are. We're selectively taking opportunities, and we like to we're enjoying. We've hosted our past few shows. We've hosted them kind of under our name, if you will, and we're enjoying doing that, kind of like hosting our own events, trying to kind of like book really stellar stacked lineups and turn them into like a good event rather than just a show, you know, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely.
And so we're working on a couple of those things for later in the summer. We're also going to like Cincinnati and Columbus and stuff, so we're in the works of this really big show at Ollie's Skate Park in Cincinnati.
Nice.
That's like a big indoor old school thing. And so we're trying to like work out some events with some of our friends in Cincinnati and Columbus area. But we're at Bob's on the 28th. We're also doing this benefit show for our friends. It's a cancer benefit show that they hold every year. I believe this is like the third or fourth annual one. Maybe this is the second annual one. I'm not sure. But it's coming up at the end of the month, and all the details and stuff for all of our upcoming events that are booked so far are on our social media and stuff. So,
and we've got a link up to their social media on the Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. You can go there and connect with a voice of your own and find out when they're coming to a venue near you. You mentioned working on some records.
Yeah, we're recording too. Like we're set to go to the studio at the end of the summer, I believe. We're already like kind of lined up to begin the recording process. I have a studio too, so we are kind of probably just planning on getting the record started, drums and some you know, basic like demo tracking done, and then we'll probably spend like the later half of the summer and through the fall like piecing some new stuff together. We're still in we pretty much almost have a full new record already, even though we just put one out in February. like we're moving, man. So like, but we're a little undecided about what we want to do with it, how we want to kind of go about doing it, like an EP, an LP, that sort of thing. So we're figuring all that out.
Cool, cool. Well, yeah, we'll have something to look forward to.
We're excited too. The new stuff is it's always getting better and better and better. So it's cool. Yeah, actually, we're happy to share it.
Actually, we'll be playing a song from the new recording.
Oh yeah, when we come back from chatting here, we're gonna play like a brand new song that will eventually be on some type of new record or something. So
excellent. Nice sneak peek for the new
The
new one. Awesome. We've got A Voice of Your Own in the house here on Kaleidoscope. You can check them out July 28th at Blind Bob's. Mark your calendars for that one. They're going to be playing with Seth Cannon and the Carriers, good friends of the show. And you mentioned the album that was out in February. If folks want to go ahead and get their hands on that one now and listen up to that in anticipation of the next one, where can they get their hands on the current record?
So we put that out in February. It's called Vines on the Lines, and it's pretty much everywhere. Like, we have a big Cartel merchandise site that you can order that from straight through PayPal. It's Spotify and iTunes too, so it's streaming and downloadable.
Yeah, we have a friend, Trojan City Music, has it for sale there as well.
Yeah, it's for sale around a couple places, but if you're handy with iTunes, if you're an iTunes user or a Spotify user, it can be found in its entirety on there.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, we'll get some links up to that as well. But in the meantime, what do you guys think? Shall we do some more live music?
Heck yeah.
All righty. Oh,
we're having a blast over here.
We've got A Voice of Your Own in the house making their Kaleidoscope debut. You're going to want to go ahead and mark your calendars for July 28th. They'll be at Blind Bob's in the heart of downtown Dayton performing at that show with Seth Cannon and the Carriers. Their current album is available now locally as well as in all the digital places. And we've got a link up to connect with them on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Go there, click that like button, and keep tabs on where you can see these guys and upcoming recordings. We will have lots of new stuff to look forward to. But in the meantime, don't go wandering off into some internet rabbit hole just yet. Sit back, relax. A Voice of Your Own has more live stuff for us. Take it away, you guys.
Thank you. This song's called How About That? This is a brand new one.
Brothers and nurses, prepare to pray. How about that? Bring her this care, she's got none of the sins. How about that? Tell her every word, she's got nothing to say. How about that? Trying to kill his love, but he don't wanna stay.
Cash me outside. was fun. This is too much fun. We are having a blast in here. Awesome. So keeping it moving. This song is called Her White Dress. Checking us out. So this is the last song we gotta play. Yeah, for sure. Thank you guys very much. This is a cover song. You guys might know this one. This is by a Dayton band called Guided by Voices. Thank you.
A Voice of Your Own, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3. Check them out. July 28th at Blind Bob's with Seth Cannon and the Carriers. Their current album is available now, all the digital spots. And I look forward to some new recordings as well. We've got a link up to connect with them at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. You guys, thank you so much. It was such a blast having you here.
Hey, thank you very much. Thanks. This has been fabulous. Yeah, we really appreciate the opportunity. And it's been a blast for us. Thank you very much for having us.